I'm a pilot on the Chesapeake. I sail the charted waters. I know where all the rocks and shoals are. I know where the channel's deep. I know the buoys and beacons, the bridges and the high lines. I've worked this bay for 30 years. I can sail it in my sleep. My name is on the blackboard, up in the dispatch office. Like my dad's and all before him, back before the age of steam. When I bring a loaded tanker on the flood tide up to Baltimore, from the shore young men are watching. It's still every bayman's dream to be a pilot on the Chesapeake, to sail the charted waters, to know where all the rocks and shoals are, to know where the channel's deep, to know the buoys and beacons, the bridges and the high lines. I've worked this bay for 30 years. I can sail it in my sleep. When I ride out on the pilot boat, 2 miles beyond Cape Henry, we'll call my inbound vessel and ask him for relief. It's tough out there on station when the winter gales are blowing, and you have to climb a ladder in a rough and rolling sea. But I'm a pilot on the Chesapeake. I sail the charted waters. I know where all the rocks and shoals are. I know where the channel's deep. I know the buoys and beacons, the bridges and the high lines. I've worked this bay for 30 years. I can sail it in my sleep. I was on a downbound bulker in a gale off Tangier Island when a wind gust took our radar down. We were blind for an hour or more. The captain started praying when I yelled, "Let go the anchor." When it cleared, he nearly fainted. We weren't a quarter mile offshore. But I'm a pilot on the Chesapeake. I sail the charted waters. I know where all the rocks and shoals are. I know where the channel's deep. I know the buoys and beacons, the bridges and the high lines. I've worked this bay for 30 years. I can sail it in my sleep. I've worked this bay for 30 years. I can sail it in my sleep.